What's up and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Along with the good kid, John Yurkovich, in for Cap, I am J-Hood. This is spring trading here on ESPN 1000, the wacky spring trading every Tuesday. You never know who's going to be paired up with whom.
Yes, the month of March. Craziness, the silliness.
You never know who's going to be teamed up. It's Yurk and I, followed by Sylvian Bleck from 10 to noon, Carmen and Abdallah from 12 to 2, Cap and Waddle from 2 to 6, and Tyler and Meller from 6 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000. Oh, Waddle drawing the short straw.
Is that what I heard? Short straw?
Is that what I heard? Okay. 3-1-2.
I believe he is the shortest host, anyway.
I believe that might be the case.
Tommy?
Yes. Cap.
No, Cap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, I'm thinking around, you know. I don't know the heights of everybody that's out here. You know, you got a general, you've got a general theory.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't know if anybody's wearing the Robert De Niro pumps, you know, 6-inch pumps around. You don't know.
I served under General Theory.
Yeah. Good man.
Yes, he's a good man.
Good
always,
man.
Always had a thought.
Yeah. Greek. Greek.
Was he?
Yeah, Greek.
Okay.
For sure.
Hey, Ryan Poles made a lot of moves here. DJ Moore, of course, we go back to Friday, the Friday news dump, when we found out about the Chicago Bears. Hey, be proud of your deals. Don't bury it on a Friday night.
It was about an hour after we left the show.
Yeah.
I get in, I get home, I'm like, what? What? After our show's over? Really? They couldn't have done it at noon?
Yeah.
Noon on a Friday is not a dump.
Right.
Noon on a Friday is a celebration. That's
exactly right.
3 o'clock? Why?
Friday news dump. Trying to hide it. Don't hide it. Be proud that the Bears made that deal with the Carolina Panthers.
Waddle and Sylvie got promos all over the station talking about, I'm like, God, why couldn't that happen at noon?
Selfish.
Have to be sometimes.
DJ Moore is now Chicago Bear. Also, the moves made yesterday, Tremaine Edmonds, $72 million over 4 years. He sets the market for the linebackers. T.J. Edwards, a linebacker, $19.5 million over 3 years. Nate Davis, $30 million over 3 years, the offensive lineman. And Demarius Walker, the defensive end, 3 years, $21 million. So all these are solid moves for the Chicago Bears. But I really believe, Yurk, when you say it's great that you made these moves. Now, what about your lines? Offensive and defensive. What are you doing about
that? That's where we're heading. You're getting a lot of pieces, and you need a lot of pieces. This is the team that's devoid of, because of the purge that they had here. So now there's got to be a reacquisition and a reacquisition of where Ryan Poles believes that people belong when it comes to pricing. And that's fine. I've got no problem. But the two biggest areas of needs were the offensive line, the defensive line, receiver. He addressed the receiver in the trade. Beautiful. Will you get another receiver? Probably. You probably want to get a young receiver in this draft at some point, be it the second or the third round, depending on the way you like to evaluate people and what you like. But the offensive line, one signing. Defensive line, one signing. I think we need a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be Orlando Brown Jr. It might be the big tackle from Ohio State in the draft. Could be.
Yes.
They might look at it and say, we just don't want to pay $25 million to an offensive tackle. Let's go get a young kid. Let's go bring him in here and let's see what he's capable of, what he's about. Okay, fine. But you can't address everything in the draft with quality players that are going to be able to make an impact in the first day. You've lost out on the defensive linemen. They're gone,
right?
They're gone. So, I don't know. If you package something in the future for something now, if you see a guy slipping far enough, where you move up from the second round and get back into the first round and pick up an edge rusher, somebody that can come in off the corner.
I think the draft will tell a greater story than we could ever tell about what the future about this team. Because, again, Yurk, it's not about the 2023 season for me. I want to see incremental progress, sure. But 24 and 25, that's where you should be able to start making your bones.
Well, they're not going to win a Super Bowl this year. Is that what you're asking me? I agree with you wholeheartedly. They will not win the Super Bowl this year, no matter what they do in free agency and no matter what they do in the draft. They won't win the Super Bowl this year. They don't have the team. So if that's what the goal is, winning the Super Bowl this year, that's not going to happen. So can you be patient? I'd say certainly.
Morning guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this. You got to condition yourself for the morning, though.
Well, hold on a second.
You just can't peep out of there.
Okay.
And it's an oxygen intake issue.
Okay. You're fine.
You don't have a
problem with that. So here's what we're going to do. Okay, so you know we have a great a great partner in berniesbookbank.org.
Yes, we do.
You're familiar with that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. I've got a nice vest upstairs.
Yes, and you know that right in front of
with
you,
the
there,
logo.
You see those two mugs filled with cash. That's mostly Cap's fine money.
Yeah, for him swearing or cussing or what is he doing?
Mistakes, mic off, mic on. You know, just all that kind of stuff,
surprised,
right?
That the Silicon Valley Bank might need a loan from you guys.
So we've got, let's see, now I've written down here 8 yawns for you since you've been on.
8 yawns since I've been on.
So next yawn is going to be a dollar.
Next yawn is a dollar.
Okay. So, and if it's suppressed, I can still tell because I'm looking at you. Also, Twitch is looking at you. Twitch.
You are impressed, aren't you?
Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
As well, you should
be. And put that liquor away.
I'm going to need a little something to, put that, to jolt the good kid.
Hold on.
All right. It's a little early. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need that.
Now we're feeling a little bit better.
Let me ask you a question. Is the show that bad that you need to take a little nip?
No. But like I said, this will help the oxygen intake.
You don't need that to breathe.
Yeah, you do. I need it to breathe. Okay. It's clearing up my sinuses right now as we speak.
You don't have a sinus problem either.
You know what I need? I need some of the shrimp from St. Elmo's.
Okay, that's fine. Well,
that'll clear you up.
Well, there's no question about that.
That will clear you up. That's what they call horseradish.
Strong tears coming out of the eyes at the combine. Strong tears.
Flavorful.
Yes.
Flavorful. Juice up the innards, too.
My God. Let's smell that. Okay. Hey, Otis. No, so let me just tell you right now.
Now, Otis is old school.
I understand that.
Old school mention. You got to explain Otis.
Otis Campbell, who would, when he was drunk, he would put himself in the cage.
In the prison, yes.
Yeah, just for a couple days.
From the, what is it, the Andy Griffith Show?
Yes.
Andy Griffith
Show. Yes, and that's how you...
Otis, hey, Bernie!
Yes.
he put himself in the lockup.
I'm going to go to bed.
Close the door.
Well, lock it up, Otis. It's all right. Lock it up.
The town drunk.
And then Aunt B would come over with a picnic basket.
Oh, of course. Well, some muffins.
But again,
Aunt B, are those muffins? Oh. Come on out, Otis. And he'd open the door to the cage himself. Come on out.
And then he'd see, Aunt B's muffins.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want to see it back then?
Formidable. Like two pigs fighting under a blanket. You bet. Oh, my. Look at that. Sweet Marie.
So you will pay a dollar.
A dollar for every time I yawn.
Yeah, for Bernie's Book Bank.
For the next 52 minutes.
Can you hang on?
I'm going to try.
I mean, I know, morning guy.
I'm
going
to hold on to what I got.
Johnny, let me tell
you've got to condition yourself for the morning.
I'm
if you're
going to
be a
you,
guy
kid.
That works in the morning, that means the old night owling has got to stop, too.
All right. Well, I know that.
Out and about at the local saloons.
Don't worry about me.
Like Dickie the Bruiser and the Crusher, snaking in and out of the saloons on Halstead Street.
BerniesBookBank.org. Just have the singles ready.
I've got singles ready.
Okay.
I've got them. I stopped for coffee this morning.
How'd that work?
It didn't take.
I guess not.
It didn't take.
you knew you had this.
I'm breathing.
Yes, because you've
oxygen
taken,
intake.
Because you've taken a nip already.
Oh, boy. You've got to have a little of that.
My God.
It's delicious.
All right. While you yawn.
You need some Cali Gold.
Me? I don't know that. I'm fine.
We're going to open up some Cali Gold for you.
I'm fine. 10 o'clock, maybe, because Sylvia will be in. So Dan Orlovsky from ESPN gave his thoughts on why the Bears needed Edmonds.
So the Bears have been playing football 103 years. They've been the worst scoring defense in the NFL twice. Last year was one of them. So defense is a massive need for them. My immediate reaction was like, well, if you were going to pay Tremaine that, why would you have not just kept Roquan? The difference is Tremaine Edmonds grew up under Leslie Frazier playing defense in Carolina, which is this traditional, at least, cover three, cover two scheme, Tampa 2 Mike linebacker run through. That's exactly what Alan Williams, who's the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, wants to do. So it's probably a little bit more of, we view Roquan and Tremaine as similar talents and or players, but Tremaine has a great history of running the middle linebacker position in this scheme that Chicago wants to run.
So thoughts there from Dan Orlovsky, and it goes back to our conversation we just had with Albert Breer, because we get this online. We've always seen this. Well, I mean, you look how much you paid for Edmonds, and you could have kept Roquan was not the type of linebacker that Eberflus wanted to utilize. Did not fit in his system.
Yeah, not his guy. Not his guy, not the kind of player that he wanted in there. He also wanted to be the highest paid player. You talk to him, he wants to be the highest paid player. And he wanted to reset the market at the non-pass rushing linebacker position. He didn't get that with Baltimore Ravens. When he signed a deal with the Baltimore Ravens, this is what we're going to pay you. This is what we're comfortable with. We love you. You've been great here for us. This is what we're going to give you. He wouldn't have accepted that deal for, with the Chicago Bears. You know that, right?
That's correct.
He would only do that if he moved. That's what he was going to accept the deal for. So, hey, listen, great for Roquan. He's with the Ravens. Congratulations.
Yes.
We've got two new linebackers here, theoretically, that can play the system that Eberflus wants to play. So let's go about the business of getting it done. Now, you've got the linebackers. You got your defensive backs. Now I'm looking for some defensive linemen. Hopefully we can get them. If not, we're going to have to make with what's due. You know, you're going to have to make, hey, this is what we have. There could be guys in the second and third round. I just went through that 1995 draft with Warren Sapp at the 12th position. There are five Hall of Famers in that. Sixth rounder was who? Terrell Davis.
Yes.
There are second rounders that were Hall of Famers. Got plenty of chances and plenty of players. You've got a lot of picks. You've got a couple in the second round now. You got two first rounders next year. Take a deep breath. I'm taking a deep breath. You know who's going to be in Kansas City for the draft, first and second round?
Who's that?
Right here.
You're going to be there.
Johnny Hanson and Carmen DeFalco. We're going to be out there.
Okay.
Yeah, deep lunges, making things happen, making sure that the Bears are on the right track, getting the draft picks that they need to make this team better. We'll be there, though.
You'll be in the room.
We're reporting on it all.
In the room?
In Kansas City.
In the room.
Not in the Bears room.
No?
We're going to be in the draft area.
Oh, I see. So around the area.
Around
but not
the
in the room.
Not in the room, but around the area.
Well, let me just tell you this.
We'll be in the arena.
But you won't be in the room.
Not in the Bears room.
Oh, I understand.
Not in the war room,
not
no.
In the war room. Not in the war room, but you'll be in the area.
No, but who will be in the war room?
It'll be Ryan Poles.
No, who else? Which one of our people will be in the war room? Reporting on what's happening.
Oh, Thayer.
Well, not Thayer, not no. Joniak. I'm talking one of our guys.
Who?
So that's Sylvie in the corner.
Oh, Sylvie will be there.
Imagine Sylvie in the corner.
Right.
I'm here.
Right.
And the Bears are up, and Ryan Poles is at the board, and he's moving magnets around. I'm so excited.
I don't think he's going to be in there. I don't know.
Oh, they're moving the magnet up, and they're at the tackle magnet machine, and it looks like it could be Skaronski or the big guy from Ohio State. Right? I love Sylvie, right? Yeah. Right?
I will tell you this. As a Southside guy, you know what I mean by this. You cannot have BMW rims on a hoopty.
Can't do it.
Meaning that you got DJ Moore, but yet you don't have offensive line help. You can't, and then have no defensive line help. Hey, man, look at my new car. It's the same car. Yeah, but the rims, man, they're tight. Like, well.
Look at the rims.
Okay, what's
Let's see
mean?
The motor. What's the motor look like?
Right.
Yeah, the high performance tires, and the motor is a small block 225.
Jay
no
Moore,
good.
Jay Moore, you've been around the West Side enough to know. Like, somebody's going to impress you with their rims, but then the body of the car still looks like crap. That's what I mean by the Bears. You can't have these great looking tires and then have no motor.
Exactly.
Right? How many times have you seen that? Like, boy, look at my rims. Yeah, but what about the rest of the car? Oh, well, still got bump out the
muffler
rough.
Hanging and everything.
Got no catalytic converter, got nothing, right? So the Bears made noise to start the legal tampering period. How impressed were you by Ryan Poles? So York and I will take your phone calls, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. You saw what the Bears did, all these moves, including the trade to get DJ Moore and, of course, other draft picks. So what do you think of what the Bears were able to do? Worst Weekends at 9:35. Along with York, it's Jay Hood on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
This is Spring Training Tuesday. Same lovable ESPN Chicago hosts, but paired with different radio partners. Spring Training Tuesday continues on ESPN Chicago.
Got a yawn in ya?
No.
No?
No, I'm perfectly fine. That shot of whiskey has really kind of revitalized the good kid.
And there's no sharing because that's on the good kid's lips. So
oh, yeah.
We don't know where those have been.
Moment on the lips, forever on the hips, they say.
Well, that's why I can't taste any. Because all I'll be tasting is her hips. Captain J. Hood on ESPN 1000 is streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We will have Sylvie and Black coming in, and we'll crosstalk with the guys coming up at 10. Carmen and Abdallah from 12 to 2. Waddle, along with Cap, between 2 and 6. Tyler and Meller between 6 and 8, right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons right here. That's a fine.
I know, Dollar.
Dollar.
I covered Shay. My mouth.
There you go. No.
I did, though.
Birdiesbookbank.org. Right in the cup. It's unbelievable. Do you have anything lower than a 20? Okay, you do have a dollar. It's unbelievable. BernieBookBank.org.
I told you, it's an oxygen intake thing.
You don't need
that. Ask the medical professionals.
You don't need that. You got a CPAP machine? Why did you bring it in?
Ask the medical professionals. Not last night. Talk about now. I'm probably only getting 96% oxygen penetration.
Many nips. He can't even get medical professional out now. Look at this guy. What are we doing here?
Medical profession.
Ask the medical professional. He's like me at St. Elmo talking to Breer. Ask the medical professional.
Such a great guest. We love to have you on.
It's so great.
It's a bad.
Norling Willis is four old fashions talking to at St. Elmo's to Albert Breer. Hey, they're going to make a trade to Carolina. Am I high or what? Am I drunk or what? And then, like, Norling, in his drunken stupor, nailed the trade.
Yeah.
It's like,
got it right. It's all that matters.
Did you nail the compensation?
Am I high or what?
Yurko walks back. You're six nips deep, and I'm like, Yurk, what do you think Jacoby Myers signed for with the Raiders? And he nails it.
Yeah.
He gets it exactly 336.
Right. 336 I had, but I guess it's 333 with $21 million guaranteed.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
For not the top-flight wide receiver, I'll pay $11 million a year. Okay. It's not a problem.
$21 guaranteed.
Remember, $11 million is probably 4% of the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit over. You can pay people 4% of the salary cap. You're all right. Quarterback's getting 20%. Then you've got to make decisions on people. If your quarterback's not making 20% of the salary cap, then you've got a little bit more leeway with the rest of your team.
So how impressed were you with Ryan Poles and the decisions he made? A lot of moves yesterday. We're talking to you about it here. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 here on the home of the Bears. Hyde Park, here's Taylor on ESPN 1000. What's up, Taylor?
Yo, what's up, guys?
How's business, Taylor?
It's booming. It's booming, man. It's great. Man, Hoodie, come on, man. As you know, when you get the ride, the first thing you got to do is put the BBSs on, man. No matter what the ride look like.
The rims
come
first.
Come on, baby.
No,
what are you talking about? You know that.
No. Because I can't. On all four tires? All of them?
Man, you would have the BBS on the front, right? And then the down payment for the next one and keep going around the car?
You know what? That's what the Bears are doing right now. Just a couple couple hubcaps at a time. So you're right about that.
All right, well, look, I got to say this. Every move at this point should be to make sure we make Justin better. We have a big decision coming up next year to see if Justin is our quarterback for the next, you know, five, six, or decade. And so all these moves, getting more middle linebackers, to me, is just like, well, we already had Roquan, so now we got rid of Roquan, and now got a new guy for the same amount of money, basically. So in my mind, it doesn't really help out Justin. We should go after and get, you know, Austin Ekeler. We should go after and get, you know, receivers. Go after and get offensive line, tight ends. See if you can actually make Justin a better quarterback, because, again, you don't have to pay him until two more years, correct, if I believe. So why not go after these guys now, and then go ahead and do that? So I don't really understand.
All right. Well, I don't want Austin Ekeler. I don't want any running back. Eventually, they can re-sign Montgomery if they want Montgomery, and they'll re-sign Montgomery for a lot less than I think Montgomery believes he's going to end up getting. You can get Montgomery for $5 million. I mean, what are we doing here? Austin Ekeler, you got to trade for. You don't want Austin Ekeler. He's not a free agent. You got to trade for him.
Here's the question.
Ezekiel's going to become available. You want an old, crusty Ezekiel Elliott?
No, I would not. That tells a lot. That says a lot, doesn't it? When the Cowboys
franchise an injured Tony Pollard.
Do you know how many summers that Dickerson and I spent on ESPN Radio talking about Ezekiel Elliott needing to be paid? Do you know how many hours that we
needing
wasted?
Needing to get paid?
Yes. Do you know how...
You guys wanted him to get paid.
No, just the topic of, right, is he going to get paid and what's it going to,
yes,
cost?
Yeah.
You know how many hours we spent?
Oh, many.
On a beautiful Saturday and Sunday afternoon talking about that.
National football show? Yeah, you spent a lot of time because Dallas, they got a tremendous following all over the country, and people were worried about Zeke.
And then you get to, well, it's really not about Zeke, it's Tony Pollard. So what would you rather have, Yurk? Here's something that no one's asked you before. What would you rather have? Would you rather have a running back that can get, you know, a versatile running back, catch a ball in the backfield, give you extra yardage, can run between the tackles when you need it, or a running quarterback?
I would rather have a three-down back. So I'd rather have Tony Pollard. I'd rather have a three-down back,
mm-hmm,
a guy that I can put in there that can run the ball and can catch the ball. So he's got to be a young man that can get me 60 receptions and can run the ball 275 times. But I need two of those. I don't want one of those. I need two of those. Every time I put a new guy in, that guy gets the whole series, whether it's three plays or it's seven plays or it's 10 plays. He gets the whole series unless he's exhausted and wants to come out. I can't, by rotating my running backs, dictate to the defense what I'm going to do. So, I don't like that.
So the outlier is Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is the outlier in that he's the run-only guy that was productive as a run-only guy. But the fact that you don't have a quarterback, if you fall behind, Derrick Henry can't take you to the promised land just running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Derrick Henry, as great of a player as he is, the 2,000-plus yards that he's had, how fantastic he is, it doesn't make a difference. The running back position is not as important as it used to be.
I understand, but if you're Nate Davis, you're sending that tape into the Bears like, see all these yards for Henry? This is me. Look at me. Look at how many. 5,000 yards, this is me. I open that hole for him. That's why Nate Davis is on the Bears.
Yeah, I saw him get into the second level in one of his highlight films, the second level against the San Francisco 49ers. And I'm assuming the 49ers linebackers at the time were very good.
Mm-hmm.
He got up into the kitchen of one, took him back 8-9 yards, and planted him right before the first down marker.
Damn right.
So, yeah, that's pretty impressive. I like to see that. And alongside Tevin Jenkins.
Yes.
They got him playing center. They got him playing guard.
Oh, Jenkins?
The new man, our new guy.
Davis?
Yeah.
I think he's versatile, right? He could play either side, can he?
Okay, yeah, I think he can. But listen, Jenkins, if you play him at the left guard, then you're in pretty good shape there, too. But I thought we were going to get Ethan Pocic yesterday.
What happened there?
Well, he's from Lamont, you know, mm-hmm. Just a matter of time. I thought anybody from the state of Illinois was going to get signed.
You said
a youngster out of Lamont that played at LSU, is only 27 years old. I figured he'd be a lock to come to Chicago.
This is not bringing everybody in from Chicago because of guys.
It seemed that way, though.
It was a kid from Lake Villa, for God's sake. Just one kid. A couple of Wisconsin guys. You just think the whole nation from Chicago is going to be coming
everybody
in.
Everybody from Chicago is coming down the pipeline.
That's not what's
happening.
You know,
Bear Down, you were singing Bear Down when you were a child.
That's not what's happening. Sidebar, may I approach?
You do. Brought to you by Howard Ankin.
Ankin Law. 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin at Ankin Law. Today, Yerk, is National Pie Day.
National Pie Day.
It's 314.
Wonderful. 314. Yes, I like that.
What is your three favorite pies?
Three favorite pies. French silk pie.
Mm-hmm.
Apple pie.
Yep.
And shockingly enough, Carmen introduced me to this, strawberry rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Available only in a short portion of the year
mm-hmm.
for about a four-week period where the rhubarb is in season late in the season and the strawberry is early in the season.
Don't remember that being a choice at the Baker Square in Burbank. Well, I don't recall.
You'd be surprised. Strawberry rhubarb.
Was that available at the Baker Square?
We get one sent over from Joe's every single year.
Uh-huh.
And if we get one, we're going to save it. We're going to put it upstairs and make sure you get some strawberry rhubarb pie. But French silk pie with the shaved chocolate on top,
mm-hmm.
my favorite.
You like it shaved?
Favorite. Well, I could lather myself up in some French silk pie
mm-hmm.
and have a good time.
I like an apple pie.
With ice cream. Hot apple pie with a little bit of vanilla ice cream.
Shay, do you have a favorite pie? Or are you a cake guy? I didn't ask you that.
I'm more of a cake guy than a pie guy, yeah. All right. What are we saying here, Yerk?
No, I like birthday cake too, but, you know.
He likes the cakes.
Some guys have a penchant for pie, and others got a penchant for cakes. You got a proclivity for cakes.
I'm a cake guy, yeah.
What kind of cakes is your favorite then? Give me a cake that's your favorite.
Yeah, I like a classic chocolate cake. Carrot cake can tend to be pretty good, but. Look at Woody.
He can't
contain himself.
Please
have
go
you
ahead.
Ever had the carrot cake over here at Smith & Wally's?
I haven't.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You get a piece. It's like a wedge.
I'm just surprised that you like the same cake that me and Jay Moore like. Go ahead.
Well, I'm listening.
Why is this always surprising? What? I have good taste buds. I'm not like your everyday partner who's never tried anything from below the Mason-Dixon line.
I didn't know you tried chocolate cake. We hadn't talked about that.
I like all cake, Woody. I'm a cake guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you rather pie or cake in that spot, Jay Moore? What would you rather have?
I'm a pie guy.
Yeah.
I love some pie.
I'm with Jay. I'm a big pie guy.
Yeah, hurry up and pie.
Yeah. What kind of pie?
Oh, well, I like apple pie. Apple pie is good. Cherry pie. Love it. Oh, yeah.
I thought I heard something else there.
Oh. It
startled me for a second.
Oh, you're startled. I tell you what. It's
stunned.
You know, it's really amazing. The good kid is always grabbing at his pearls when he hears something a little bit off center. We're in two different comedy clubs, you and I. That's where
we might be.
I think we are.
Might be in two.
I think we always have it at two different comedy clubs.
Right. But
yes,
it's universal.
Oh, no question.
Comedy is universal.
There's no question.
My dad couldn't speak a lick of English when he was young. Mm-hmm. And he saw, what's the movie? They're farting around the campfire. Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddles, the old man watched, and they had pork and beans, and they're sitting around a campfire, and they're farting, and my dad doesn't understand a lick of English, but he's crying.
Yes.
He's laughing so hard, he's crying, as they're passing gas, because passing gas is international comedy.
It is.
No matter where you're at, it's funny. People farting is funny.
Yes. Hey.
And they might say it's sophomoric humor. It doesn't matter. It still makes you laugh.
That's right.
My wife farted yesterday in the living room out of nowhere, and the smile on her face was like she was an infant. It is. No matter when it happens, it is funny.
Especially if you catch your partner kind of sleeping on it, you know?
Yeah.
You get a silent one out there, and you're just waiting. You're waiting until the recognition happens.
the initial
waft comes there across the nose. And you see the nostrils flare.
Yes.
You know that it's like, and they're like wondering, did I do that? Or, and then you look over by you and you're laughing. I can't hold it. I'm already busting up.
So you're talking about the Nutty Professor, right? The Eddie Murphy movie?
Yeah, I love
that's
Eddie
Murphy.
That's what
he saw? That's okay. He saw that and just saw
the wafting.
Sitting at the table, fodding.
Blazing Saddles was the original.
Blazing Saddles, yes. Yes, it is true.
Campfire, beans.
It is the universal silliness.
It is.
There's no question about
it. That's comedy.
Oh, yes. No question. Yep, you know what? And universal. By the way, just $1 for BerniesBookBank.org so far. We're going to see if
we're getting there. We're getting there. We got more time. We got about 40 minutes left here.
Yeah, so if we can get you to see if we can get maybe $2 or $3 in there in the coffers.
Maybe 45. I'm making a conscientious effort not to, though. Every time it happens, I get up and I move, you know? I bob and weave a little bit, you know? I got a little Roy Jones Jr. in me, you know? Got a little sparring going on, having a good time.
We will crosstalk with Sylvia Bleck coming up at the top of the hour. But first, we got to get to something we didn't get to yesterday because we're so busy with the Bears. Who had the worst weekends? That's next. Yurko, Jay Hood on the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show.
Here's today's headline with Cap'n Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Jets are working to reach an agreement with Alan Lazard, wide receiver of the Packers. If Alan Lazard goes to the Jets, that means
Rodgers goes to the Jets.
Maybe. We will see.
I told you the Jay Kumerow signing, though, would solidify that for 100% sure. 100% sure. 100% sure that this would happen. I only had one hit.
It's unbelievable.
Stop. I didn't take any edibles this morning.
The Bears got defensive line help yesterday, signing Tennessee defensive end DeMarcus Walker, also adding offensive guard Nate Davis and linebackers Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. Draymond Jones, he can be crossed off the Bears' wish list as well. The star defensive tackle is signing with the Seattle Seahawks. The NBA continuing their investigation into Ja Morant. He's going into a counseling program in Florida. Jay Moore.
This is Spring Trading Tuesday. Same lovable ESPN Chicago hosts, but paired with different radio partners.
How are we going to work this?
Same way we always do. I interrogate him, you write it down.
Spring Trading Tuesday continues on ESPN Chicago. Swept by the Pirates.
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse? Or maybe a dose of instant karma?
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet?
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap'n Jay Hood.
Time for worst weekends here on a Tuesday, right here on Cap'n Jay Hood, the good kids in. For Cap, I am Jay Hood. And don't forget, by the way, Yerk's partner, Carmen DeFalco, he's going to have his first Whiskey U of the year. That's going to take place at the Red Barn in Mount Prospect between 6:30 and 8:30. So Carm going to Whiskey U, let me just tell you, at Morocco's in Oaklawn.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
95th Street.
So there I am.
Yes.
I'm getting my oil and my car detailed, and I go, you know what? I'm in Orland. Let me stop by and see Carm. And again, you're waiting for your oil change and everything else, and you're just dressed in sweats. I go in there like a bum walking in there, and I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was just another restaurant bar appearance. I was so underdressed and so embarrassed. I was like, Carm, I beg your pardon, sir. I didn't know. It was one of the most unique experiences, these Whiskey U's, the intelligence, the education that your partner gives on these Whiskey U's.
Oh, yeah, he's top notch.
It's the most unique experience that I've seen in one of these.
I mean, he gets there with a glass in his hand, and it doesn't make a difference what you give him. You know, any style of bourbon or rye, and he'll put that thing to his nostrils.
Yeah.
He'll nose that thing, which is an intimidating process to begin with. And then he gets it up there, and boom, there it is. Cherries, caramel, chocolate, nutty finish. He's got it all. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And you give him another one, and he's got a different flavor profile on it. It's fantastic. I've seen him at Bracco's also.
Yeah.
The night the women's Olympic hockey team was playing,
mm-hmm.
I was at that one, and I stuck around for the whole night there. We had a good time.
Fantastic. So don't forget to join Carmen tomorrow. It's the first Whiskey U of the year, 6:30, 8:30 tomorrow at the Red Barn in Mount Prospect. Worst weekends, here is Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys, let's start with Selection Sunday. Worst weekend was Rutgers, 35th ranked in KenPom. They have a higher net rating than three of the first four teams that will participate in the play-in. 78 of 83 bracketologists had them in. They won a game in their conference tournament, and the selection committee told them, F off. We don't want you. Have fun in the NIT, Rutgers.
I mean, that's a rough way to go. Someone is going to get screwed out of this, and we continue to hear, you know, so-and-so deserves to be in. So, I mean, you can keep expanding this, and someone's still going to be left out.
Right. That's always going to happen. You know, first four out, last four in, all the craziness. Either way, they probably weren't going to win the tournament, so they didn't get in. Too bad.
Oklahoma State, Rutgers, North Carolina, Clemson were the first four out. But yet, in Arizona State, which you are wearing right now, the fleece of Arizona State,
I am very proud.
Nevada,
of the Sun Devils.
Nevada, Pittsburgh, and Mississippi State are in. So, no, that is a worst weekend. When you think that you've built a nice LinkedIn resume and then you got that, that's bad. All right, what else do you have, Shay?
All right, we have a guy in Memphis who tried to be he was a would-be carjacker, stole a car at gunpoint in an East Memphis driveway, and then he crashed it a few feet away. The 22-year-old victim watched as the carjacker backed into a utility pole. The back left wheel lifted up off the ground, and the vehicle got stuck. He got out and ran. It was a 2006 Honda Element.
Oh, my God.
Who's stealing 06 Elements? I mean, they got something special in there?
Hold on a second. Out of that whole story, you come up with the type of car.
Yeah.
The make and model.
I mean, I get it. If you're stealing a Jeep or, you know, you're stealing a Toyota 4Runner or, you know, the cars that people want.
But the carjacking's fine, though.
Who?
The carjacking's okay.
Well, it's become commonplace here in the city of Chicago.
So it's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, it's almost like a speeding ticket.
Okay. So it's just, no, the whole thing is ridiculous.
I agree.
The whole thing.
The carjacking, the getting stuck.
Yes.
You're not that good of a carjacker. You know what the worst part is? How about this worst part, whenever you see somebody do something silly, the guy goes in to steal from the place, gets the gun taken away from him, and ends up getting shot. I mean, that's a bad day, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
absolutely
a bad day. But, yeah, this is bad.
You know, there used to be, and we could talk about this forever, you'd get the rare dumb criminal story.
Yes.
Now they're all dumb.
Yeah.
Like, how do these things happen? Like, so you're stealing a car, you can't even go 50 feet. What are you, an idiot?
I mean, can't go 6 feet.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, they made it 6 feet.
22 terrible. Feet went right into a pole.
Yeah. I mean, welcome. The youth of today.
That's not what I grew up with.
No.
It's a little bit more ingenious.
Well, yeah. I mean, we used to have guys parking vans and drilling through walls and tremendous jewelry capers where hundreds of thousands of jewelry have disappeared. Them are the capers.
Jeez.
If you're going to do something to risk getting in trouble for, you got to do it for a reason, for enough money, you know?
Right.
Don't do it for peanuts.
Especially in this economy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Shay.
All right, we got two more that double as animal stories. From Columbus, Ohio, just outside Columbus, a Pickaway County man was hospitalized after a zebra bit his arm Sunday evening in Circleville. According to Pickaway County Sheriff, the incident happened in the 6900 block, nice, of Darby Road around 5:30 p.m. In the incident report, a deputy said he arrived on the scene and was directed to a field where the victim was lying on the ground. He tried to use his vehicle to block the victim. A large male zebra charged at the driver's side door and was acting very hostile. Apparently, zebras are allowed to live wild in Ohio.
Zebra?
Yeah.
Random zebras running around. You know, people have, like, farms where they get these exotic animals. Ow. Silly. I don't know. They petition the county or the state for something. I've got a hospice for animals. This particular zebra was traumatized over the course of a lifetime. He was at a zoo, and now we want to set him free on our property. That's the way it happens.
It's ridiculous. Don't be surprised.
Get bit by a zebra.
Don't be surprised if that zebra is going to be on your flight, by the way. You got to have
a referee on the thing.
That'll be that.
Is it Jerry Mark Bright? Who is it? Is Jerry Mark Bright going to be on my flight? That's old school reference. Ed Hockley for you kids out there.
Don't be surprised if there's a zebra on there.
All right.
You know, just because I need that I need him to calm me. He calms me.
Well, they've cut that out, too. You know, the flights and the airlines have done that. When people started bringing partridges on.
Yes.
You know.
Danny.
Peacocks. They have big peacocks out there. No. Can't bring a peacock on a flight because it's a comfort animal. No. Cat or a shih tzu, you know?
Yes.
That's all you can have.
Mm-hmm.
A dog with different color eyes. That's it. If you can't bring a Great Dane as a comfort dog on a plane. Doesn't work that way.
That's right.
A bull mastiff. No.
Oh, little mastiff's dog. Huge. Yeah.
Or the dog that Peggy had last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese custard.
Oh, is that what it was?
No, crusted. Chinese crusted. That's what it was.
I was going to say.
Little bald dog.
The Chinese. What did you say? The Chinese custard? Is that what you said? Custard. You get that over at Andy's?
Yeah, I think so. That Culver's. Oh, Chinese crusted.
I see.
Yes, that's the dog.
I was going to go over to Andy's and get myself a scoop or two of the
delicious.
Chinese custard. Mm. Oh, very good.
Excellent.
Mmm, tasty. Mmm. We will have coming up next the Captain J Hood cut of the day. Still to come, spring trading on Chicago's Home for Sports.
This is Spring Trading Tuesday. Same lovable ESPN Chicago host, but paired with different radio partners. Spring Trading Tuesday continues on ESPN Chicago.
Captain J Hood. On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app, we'll crosstalk with Sylvie and Bleck coming up at 10 o'clock. And, of course, it's spring trading here. Spring trading. You never know what pairing will happen.
You don't know.
This will just be like the fourth time I've worked with you.
Yeah.
And I know you.
Ever. Fourth time ever.
Ever. Right. So, I mean, listen, I know you can't stand it, but look.
That's not true.
I know. I mean, you would think your Southside brethren, you would think that you'd like to work with someone that drank from the same fountain. The same water supply.
Last year during spring trading, we worked together, didn't we?
We did.
We did. And we had an NBA guest on. You remember?
Yes.
Or it was baseball. It was two baseball guests. I had to come with 27 questions. I'm like, you've heard me interview our guy, right? Jesse Rogers?
Yes.
The little guy. You've heard me interview the little guy. How many questions do I ask when we have Jesse Rogers on?
One.
Zero.
So, sometimes
I don't. I don't ask one question because my questions are biting.
I understand.
My questions are in like incision like.
I understand.
I'm sitting there trying to get at it, and Jesse doesn't like answering those questions.
Well, I understand, but
he's telling me how John Lester once told me 100. You need 100 innings. 100 innings. Half the year's over now. 100 innings. Three quarters of the year is over. How many guys pitched for 200 innings last year?
Well, not many anymore.
Not many. Many.
Yeah.
It might have been two.
Yes.
Maybe two.
I don't have the Carm stats here, so I would say two.
We'll wait for Carmen because he's going to come down with a book of stats.
Now time for the Cap and J Hood cut of the day.
Name should be Elias.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. All right. Let's see what we have, Jay Moore.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Yeah, we were told yesterday you wake the sun up.
Yeah, well, the minute it comes through the blinds, I'm up. This morning, set two alarms, 402, 407. By 4:03, I was in the shower. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't need the second alarm.
I see.
But you set it in case of emergency. Mm-hmm. You never know. But these phones are unbelievable with the alarms.
Sure.
Poor alarm company went out. Acme Alarm Company, mm-hmm. out of business. What's the Roadrunner going to do, you know? If there's right, no exactly. Acme Alarm, what,
exactly.
what's
no
the
Roadrunner
and the Coyote? What are they doing? The poor people.
There's no cartoon without the Acme, right?
I got 1,000 alarm clock faces, you know, that I was going to sell. I was going to move on the market. I can't do it no more because these phones are perfect. I love them.
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Cap AJ Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Oh, outstanding place. David Flom.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yep.
Good meat. You know, he celebrated a 50th birthday party the other week.
I did not know that.
Chuck was in town. Charles Barkley was in town. Chelios, you might probably hear already, but Chelios stopped on by. Eight pitchers pitched 200 innings last year.
Oh, eight pitchers.
Eight pitchers. You know what the high water mark was?
No, what was that?
228. Sandy Alcantara.
Sandy Alcantara. Mm-hmm.
You'll have Bieber was at 200 on the head.
Mm-hmm.
200 and a third.
Mm-hmm.
200 and two thirds.
Mm-hmm.
201 and a third. 202. Mm-hmm. 202 and a third.
Mm-hmm.
205. Number the next seven. Barely got their final start of the year. Barely got their final start of the year. Over 200. Scandalous, I tell you.
This, you just named possibly some Hall of Famers for the future, because that's going to be the standard.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of numbers you just won't get anymore.
There's no horses out there anymore. I promise you that, my friends.
You'll be in Cooperstown to root on Mark Burley going to the Hall of Fame.
Burley?
That's the standard now. It's lowered.
It got lowered?
Well, you're not going to get a 300-game winner anymore.
Ever since they put John Lynch into the Hall of Fame, the standards have all been lowered everywhere. Do you know that?
By the way,
don't worry. The ultimate lowering of the standards will be when Devin Hester gets inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I think you need to leave him alone.
And he will get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I'm telling you that.
Yes.
I'm telling you he will.
But the standard is lowered when he's in there.
But if Terrell Owens has to wait a year, if T.O.
Yeah.
had to wait a year, because the public didn't like him, or the PR people didn't like him, mm-hmm. or the media didn't like him, then you know what? If you wait a couple, 4, 5, 10, 12, 15, 17, 100 years to get in, then that's what you have to wait sometimes.
But the NFL, out of all the sports, get it right.
They do. And I like the fact that they take a lot. Now you got guys complaining about it. You've got football players turning into Joe Morgan. You know that, right?
Joe Morgan,
Deion Sanders is turning into Joe Morgan in front of I'm a tremendous Hall of Famer, and I should have my own wing in the Hall of Fame because I'm Deion Sanders, tremendous Hall of Famer.
That's all right. The NFL gets it right. You may not get in when you're ready to get in, but you'll get in eventually. Sometimes posthumously. But you'll get in.
You'll get there. Eventually.
Good job. Just $1 for Bernie's book.
Just $1. I'm going to make another dollar donation if you don't mind.
Thank you for listening and calling and being part of the program here on the Cap and Jay Hood Show. Sylvia and Blecker are coming up next. Thank you, Jay Moore. Thank you, Shay. For Yurt, I'm Jay Hood. Nice for you to come in this morning.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, man.
Always
I like
up.
It. The best part about this now, after we get to crosstalk with the fellas,
yeah,
I'm free.
Talk to you tomorrow at 7. So long, everybody. From Chicago.